We're joined by an expert on viruses like influenza. Dr. Edwin Kilburn is research professor of microbiology at New York Medical College. Dr. Kilburn, we called to ask you a critical question about flu and flu epidemics, and that is, why do they happen in the winter? Now, my mother's favorite reason for why I got the flu was that I went out in the cold weather with wet hair. That have anything to do with it?
No, I'm afraid Mother was wrong in this instance. Actually, chilling has very little to do with it, but it has to do with contact with somebody else who's carrying the flu virus. And this is facilitated in the wintertime because people go indoors and they crowd together, and they're present in schools and offices and subways. And I think that's the primary winter factor that makes flu a seasonal disease.
You mean everybody's in close quarters and sneezing?
That's right, and they're trading germs at close proximity, and that seems to be a major factor.
It's still true, though, Dr. Kilburn, that we associate the flu with winter. Is there something about winter?
Well, one of the factors which is known is that the virus survives better in the air under conditions of low relative humidity, such as we have in an apartment house in the wintertime.
Survives better? What do you mean?
The virus is spread from person to person in the air. It's expelled with sneezes and coughs, and it goes through the air for relatively long distances before it's deposited in the lung of somebody else. Now, during its trip and while it's lingering in the air before it's inhaled by the potential victim, it may die out faster if the humidity is high, and the humidity is not high in the wintertime in overheated houses. In wintertime, most of us are too hot as we overheat our houses, and that makes for dry conditions, and the dry conditions are conditions under which the virus survives better and therefore could be transmitted better.
Well, thanks very much, Dr. Kilburn.
You're welcome.
Dr. Edwin Kilburn is a research professor of microbiology at New York Medical College in Valhalla, New York.